pricing with you. His name is Mario.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
All right, Mario. How about you?
You know what, Scott? It's Friday. It's definitely one of my favorite days of the week. The reason behind that is I'm a W-2 employee, so I don't work tomorrow or the next day. I know. I only say that because I'm normally happy that it's Friday, but I get to speak to business owners all day long, and they can care less if it's Friday because it's just another work day.
Well, this one does.
Okay. Awesome.
I spent my life working for corporations, and I had good jobs. It's not like I hated going to work, but going to work compared to not going to work, not much of a choice there. If I'd won the lottery, I would have stopped working.
Wow. That's interesting. Well, Scott, I am going to try to be as transparent and straight to the point as possible. I hope you can appreciate that. I want to be.
Of course I can.
Very
of
mindful
course I can.
And respectful of your time.
You have something of value, you can't give it away. So.
Absolutely. Now, I was just reading through the notes that Angela put on here. I just want to get a little, clear understanding, and then I'll provide you the pricing. So you're working with someone, somebody's operating this for you, or what's going on that end?
I tried to sign up for Google Business Services. I kind of worked through it to the point, with this validation, went through this.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
then I've got to this, I've got to find my location and take ownership, but that won't show up for a few days. And so, I never saw it. And then I got an email from them saying they'd close my account for some reason. And it referred me to the reasons. I got 40 of them.
But they say,
I have no idea what it was about.
What they say, go ahead and pick one, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, it just kind of went on the back burner. I've got, it's called detail hopping, and I'm still doing too much of it. I've got, 14 problems, and the one that's screaming the loudest is the one getting my attention, but nothing is ever getting finished. So I kind of hit this point of, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm finishing things,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm going to move on. And that dropped down very low.
Okay.
I didn't think it was important. I just I had absolutely no idea where to go with it. So.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, let me sum things here up for you, Scott, and hopefully simplify them as much as I can. One of the questions that I do want to ask, and I would love, for you to be transparent, and you sound like a straight shooter, and I would appreciate that. At this point, are you open and available to take on more work?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, all right, perfect. That's something that our company likes to hear, because we know what comes after being on that first page of Google. So, Scott, our company name is Local Splash. We've been in business 20 years. And we are premier Google partners. I like to mention that because a lot of people don't know that in the States, there's only about 40 companies that have premier Google partnership. We're one of them.
Right.
Okay. What that means is that we're trained by Google staff. We go to their facilities for training. We use the same tools that they do, because you're never going to get a phone call directly from Google offering you their services, right? Google spends time dealing with Coca-Cola, Mercedes, BMW. I mean, they're dealing with the big guys,
They're dealing. Would explain why they didn't knock on the door, yeah.
Right. Those guys are doing the marketing for the big fellas, to say the least.
No.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So, Here's what we are proposing, Scott. We had a spot, as Angela, tried to, explain that to you. Hopefully you understood.
You got, yeah.
We do have a position on, on the first spot, on the first page, I'm sorry, of Google. These positions on the first page, Scott, I'm going to be very straight with you. They hardly ever become available because everyone wants to be on the first page of Google. They know that is where the most profitable positions are, on the first page.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, the thousands of customers looking for any type of carpet cleaning, upholstery, carpet replacement, any of those categories, they go on to Google, type in what is known as keywords, right? Like, I need a new carpet, and then these companies pop up. Not sure if you heard of these companies. I'm going to share with you the ones that are coming up on the first page right now. Top Care Cleaning Services, Lake Michigan Carpet Cleaning, Zero Rex, L&N, OG Professional, Stanley Steamer, MD's Cleaning Service, Top Care, Modernistic, I believe that's how it's spelled, OxyFresh Carpet Cleaning.
Yeah, they're huge. They are huge.
Oh, okay.
Stanley Steamer, Modernistic.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then the last one is a Surf Pro that comes up on the first page. Well, I mean, of course, some of these guys are big and some of these guys are not. Some of these guys are just like you, right? They're running a one-man show or, two guys on a crew, whatever it is. But, of course, you do also have the bigger guys that are right alongside of them. So on the first page of Google, there's only space for about 8 to 10 companies to be listed on that first page. Okay.
Sure.
What we're proposing is to place Silver Service Carpet Cleaning LLC right alongside of these guys. So you would now become first option as well on that first page. Okay.
Okay.
And when you're on that first page, I mean, there's enough to go around. I'll tell you that much. I mean, I have yet to meet anyone that's on the first page that's not kept busy. Right. And the reason that, they keep busy is just because of that simple exposure, and because they become first option. So it's not that they're doing carpet cleaning better than you, Scott, or they're doing something that you're just like, wow, this guy's the best carpet cleaner around. Absolutely not. It's that placement on Google.
Well,
the other question,
I go back to the days, the yellow pages.
I remember those days.
One dry cleaner that spelled their name Aardvark with two A's. And that was to alphabetically place them at the top.
Oh, no.
Okay.
What a twist.
Not a new game.
All right. Well, you can put 5 A's on Google and it's not going to get you right at the top. I'll tell you that right now.
Nope. Doesn't work anymore like that. But,
the other question I did have for you, Scott, do you have a website for Silver Service yet, or is that not something you currently
yes,
have?
Yes, there is a website, and you won't find it on Edge or Bing, but if you go to Chrome, Google Chrome,
mm-hmm.
The correct website is Silver Service Carpet Cleaning LLC.
Okay. Is it your website? Is it? Do you have the domain for it?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Perfect. All right. Here, let me.
And somehow the organization that I worked with got that messed up and they changed it to, I don't know, like Home Services or something. I'm saying, I told them to get it changed back.
No. Okay. No worries. The reason I'm asking, because if you already have your own domain, which sounds like you do, the pricing, it drops drastically. I mean, it's going to be quite, very affordable if you have your own domain, because what that does, we don't have to build a domain out for you. You already have one, so we can get that one listed also on Google, in the event that we decide, we move forward to working with you. Because there's no point in having a website if it's not generating work or leads, because that's the point of a website, you know, not, you know, to put it in front of the right clients who are looking for carpet services. And that's what we would do.
That
okay.
was my original thinking, yes.
Yeah, and that's what we would do. We put it in front of the right customers, because again, you know, if it's just lingering, then it's really not doing anything but just being a website, you know what I mean, and then it's not serving its purpose. Aside from placing the company on the first page, Scott, you know, we'll get that domain of yours, that website listed on Google as well, right alongside your GBP, which is your Google Business Profile. Do you have any social media?
Well, I'm wondering here.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
The concern I've got is I'm going to have two mm-hmm. organizations working on the same thing.
Okay. What organization was the other one that you're working with?
What is it? AIQ, I think. Something like that. They're in California, as far as I know.
No, okay. AIQ? I mean...
I believe so, yeah. AYA. I'll see that. Again, this is new to me. This doing business by phone with everybody.
Yeah.
I'm from the era when face to face was the norm.
Okay. Oh, here it is. AIA Global Marketing. Okay.
Yeah. And I have heard that they're not doing, they're doing the work the way Google wants them to do things, you know, more than the way that I want them to do things. So maybe they're a little bit new. I can't tell you why that is. But I have had one other, I'm not sure what to call you guys, one other person that works with Google, you know, tell me that, you know, they're not expending a lot of creativity in their work. So, don't know.
Yeah, one of the things, I mean, you want to do is, you look at the agency that you're working with, and far and foremost, you want to make sure that, for one, they are direct Google partners. Like I told you, there's only about 40 companies around in the States that have that partnership. We're one of them. So, I mean, here's the bottom line, Scott, and, you know, I promise that I'm not here to waste your time. You know, I like to be very transparent. I mean, had AIG, you know, the company that you're working with, been doing their end of the bargain and keeping you busy with work, you would not be entertaining my call today. Those are just, you know, straight facts. You know, when I'm looking up your company on Google, you know, which is what they said they were going to do for you, right? I mean, is that one of the things they said they would do for you?
Well, I've still got several months left with them. And
they signed you down to a contract?
That they did. I could have paid. I could have paid a 12-year. I elected to pay for 3 months.
Okay.
So,
At
the end of 3 months, mm-hmm. I can change. You know, and I say, I suppose I could just call them up and say, "Look, you know, you're not what I'm looking for. I'm going somewhere else."
Here's the reality of things. And like I said, Scott, I mean, ultimately it's your business. I mean, it all depends on one position you want to be. I mean, cause see, what we do is, You know, aside from putting you, like I said, on the first page, we'll get that website of yours up on your GBP on Google. We also work with social media through Facebook, which is another platform that we would be placing you in alongside with Yelp and Apple, which are the other two platforms that we work with, and we would place Silver Service Carpet on there as well. The reality here is, you know, this is meant to get results, right? I mean, you want to be occupied. You want to have work. You know, the guys that I mentioned to you that are coming up on that first page of Google, I mean, those are the guys who are, you know, staying busy and, generating all the work. And you know these guys. I mean, you say you know some of them at least. And that's what we would be placing you right alongside of them to, you know, stay occupied and get that work. Our month-to-month service is actually extremely affordable. And the reason I mentioned that to you because, you know, if AIG has, you know, tied you down to a 3-month, 6-month, whatever it is, you're right. I suppose you can give them a call and say, hey, you know what? This is not working for me. I'm not getting any work. I'm not busy as I want. You know, I don't know how much did you pay for those 3 months, if you don't mind me asking.
I think it's like $50 a month, and there's some upfront fee that was, yeah.
Okay, well, Scott, if you're paying $50 a month, that explains everything, brother. That explains the whole nine yards. I mean, $50 a month. That's not even a contract, right? I mean, contracts. When people talk about contracts, there's contracts like with, you know, Angie's List, Home Advisors, companies that are also third-party vendors, you know, and they are paying $1,500 for 3 months. You know, those are contracts that people are tied in. $50 is basically just an initiation charge these companies charge you, and then on top of that, they want to hit you with different fees when they do provide leads and stuff of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Depending on, you know, actually, if I could make, let's say, $2,000 a month on this, I would be ecstatic. So, I had been advised by the person that, when I bought the carpeting equipment, the person told me a business package that included a website.
Okay.
And he kept calling me up and saying, show me pictures of your work, you know. And I kept calling back to him and saying, look, you moron, you know, I don't know how many times I have to go over this with you. I have worked at carpet cleaning since the late 80s. But I've done it in my house. I've done it for my children when they're moving out of apartments. I've done it for neighbors to help them out, you know, just for free. Nobody's taken any pictures of this stuff, you know, and it just wasn't done that way, you know. It was just kind of a, you know, something I could do to help them out. And the equipment I was using then was professional grade equipment when I bought it in the late 80s.
Okay.
Since then, my gosh, it's, you know, the power that's been added to those things. You know, it's, you know, comparing a Model T to a modern car.
Right.
But that old thing will clean a carpet pretty well. You know, it's just not as fast, not nearly as fast as the newer ones. And the newer ones are going to dry much faster and, you know, use a lot more electricity. So, you know, it's, I went back and I got certification, carpet cleaning technician, you know. I doubt too many people know what that means. I don't think it would mean a great deal. And I didn't do it for that reason. I did it just to, get up to date, up to speed. When I bought this thing, no internet, no, you know, the person that bought it from Clean Carpets, that's where I learned. The guy that did it. It was hands-on training. And well, a lot's changed since then, you know.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, the world has definitely, you know, reverted over to, I mean, the internet is what's running the world nowadays. It's so different. I mean, from the days that I, you know, my younger days, we had the yellow pages, flyers, business cards. I mean, we had payphones almost on every corner back then.
People ask me, well, how did you make a phone call? No trouble at all. You didn't go to a payphone. Yeah.
Yeah, you have your little,
not only that, you
give quarters.
You could call the operator and give her a sob story and
she'll get you through. Yeah. I remember those days. Well, Scott, again, let me just be
so it sounds like what I have done is I have gone into a bargain basement business and I'm paying a bargain basement price and I'm going to
get what
I pay for.
You know, you're going to get what you pay for, brother. That's what it comes down to. I mean, here, I'm going to be a straight shooter with you. Our monthly rate is actually very affordable, you know, based on the results because, oh, this is what we charge. It's $249 a month, Scott.
Okay.
That is a flat rate. There's no contract. It's a month-to-month service. And the clients that we have, which is thousands and thousands of customers nationwide, they don't mind paying that $249 as long as we're able to keep them occupied, right? Because if we're able to, you know, have work coming in, customers do not mind paying a low rate of $249. They actually love it. They prefer to pay one flat rate opposed to having to be paying different, you know, charges here and there for different services. I mean, a lot of companies that are third parties, that's how they operate. They'll charge you a small initiation fee from the beginning, but then they'll hit you with different charges when they're sending you leads or giving you jobs. And it doesn't work like that when you're on the first page of Google, Scott. So you pay that $249. That $249, you know, puts you on the first page of Google right alongside of the big guys. It gets that website of yours visible to the public. We would also put you on social media through Facebook. We would put you, like I said, on Apple for everyone that uses iPhones to do searches. And then Yelp, which is the other platform that we work with. So you're going to be on five different platforms. Of course, if I'm being a straight shooter with you, I mean, where you're going to see the biggest results, it's on that first page of Google right alongside of the big boys that are on there already. Okay, because you're just...
No, that makes perfect sense to me. Now, what sort of a complication do I run into? Yeah, I've already got these people working on this.
Well,
I don't think it's finished.
There's no complications that's going to happen. I mean, we'll take over from this point, you know, and we'll complete the process. I mean, you're paying these guys $50 a month. It explains why you're not busy. It explains why you're not receiving the right exposure. It explains, you know, the lack of work that's coming in for you. You know, because when you're placed on that first page of Google, I mean, the opportunities are endless because now anyone that goes, and it's thousands and thousands of people that are going through the Google platform. I mean, Google has become the Goliath of the world, to be frank with you, Scott. You know.
I know that.
Yeah, they're like, you know, they're the
Google. Yahoo uses that search engine. Microsoft is even rumored to be looking at using the Google search engine. So. I don't know if it will, but it's rumors. Rumors.
Yeah, I've heard. It's funny you say that because I've heard a couple of people mention that, and it sounds like it's you know, sort of heading towards that direction. So, you know, we'll see.
Well, I think Google may have gotten a jump on them in artificial intelligence.
Okay.
And if they've gotten behind the eight ball on that, you know, they can put their front page. They can still have their portal, if you will, just like Yahoo and everybody else get their advertising. And then they just have Google do the search engine, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it would, to me, it would make sense, but then it's Microsoft, and you know, you have to, yeah, you have to always be careful about expecting.
Listen to this, Scott. I mean, you're absolutely correct. I agree with you 100% there. I mean, let's do this, man. Let's get Silver Server carpet cleaning on that first page. Like I said, if you are serious about, you know, taking on more work, and I mean, it's not only taking on more work, being able to complete the work is what we are. You know, we want to work with a company that is, you know, able to satisfy.
Okay,
of course.
Let me.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
You know, and I'm, you know, as I may have explained, and I hate to take up a lot of your time here,
no, it's okay. I'm listening.
I'm, you know, I just kind of fired a shotgun, and I'm a low budget. You know, I'm not going to go out and, you know, take out a radio advertising program or television ads. No, I'm not in that league. And I'm never going to be, I don't think. Not my plans. But, so I got in with, Nextdoor, and I have received nothing. I'm listed with Angie, and I have gotten leads from them, but they have been junk.
Well, here's what's going on. Go ahead. I'm listening. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, if you know, let's let you talk.
I'm just going to be very transparent with you, Scott. I don't mean to at any point insult your intelligence or come across as, you know, you know, but
I don't know what I'm doing. All the
companies that you're mentioning to me, okay, I'm familiar with the companies you're mentioning to me, and they're all third parties, and none of them have direct association with Google. And that becomes a problem in the event that they're able to maneuver and move around the prices of what they do in whatever form they feel like doing. Let's take Adjis or Home Advisors for example, right? These guys will send you leads, and that same lead they send to you, they send over to five or six other clients of theirs, right? And then if you accept the lead, I mean, they are on a paper lead service, so you still get charged a percentage, right? Whether it's 20, 30, 40 bucks. And I got to tell you that I get, if not in the hundreds, in the thousands of customers per month that switch over from Angie's to us to be on that first page of Google, because clients are not very happy when they're getting dead leads, right? It's like, hey, you know, you are sending me leads, but these leads are generating nothing. You know, these leads are just...
What I'm afraid of, and...
I want you to be very transparent as well. Go ahead.
What I'll say is, okay, yesterday, and I've heard a lot about this, and for the most part, I've just said forget it.
Okay.
It sounds too good to be true, and I'm sure it is. So,
okay,
you know, $185,000 from the federal government. Okay, I don't know what the hell that is. I keep hearing about it. And so I follow it. Do I own a home? Do I this, you know, blah, blah, blah. And pretty soon we get to the section where, okay, we're going to search for lenders. And that's where they want my name, address, blah, 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 blah. And I will guarantee you that I'm going to get a call from Rocket Mortgage. I don't know who else, but I guarantee I'll get a call from them. And so that's what that thing's all about. And I'm wondering... if Angie isn't doing something like that, where they're, Yeah, people are just curious. They just want to, and they get their names. And
let me tell you a little bit about Angie's. I have never been one. I've never been that person to ever badmouth other companies, Scott. I don't believe that's how business is done. You know, I just like to pinpoint facts and allow the client to make their own decision. But I'll give you a small feedback that I'm aware about Angie's.
Okay.
Before Angie's, their name was just Angie without the S. And before that, they were called Home Advisor. Okay, all of this is within a 10-year time frame. People don't know that this company has continuously changed their name because of all the pending lawsuits they have against them.
Okay. Yeah. Nope, you're right. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that's the reason they continue to change their company name. It's the same company, just a different name. So when they change their DBA or LLC, I mean, you know, those lawsuits now go under a different company name. So when you look up Angie's, you say, oh, okay, well, this company is pretty good. They don't have lawsuits. They don't have, if you go into and look, hey, well, Angie's used to be Angie, and Angie used to be Home Advisor. I'm dealing with the same company who has multiple lawsuits against them for, you know, not being very transparent with their clients, you know, and that's what happens. And that's why they don't keep long-term relationships with their customers, because that's what we're in it for, Scott. We've been doing this for 20 years, and when we've been premier Google partners for 20 years. I'm not here to try to pull your leg over $240, I'll tell you that much. I mean, it's not worth our company reputation, if that makes any sense.
Nope.
Right.
That makes very good sense.
You know, I'm not here to, you know, overpromise and underdeliver. It just doesn't make any sense. You know, I like to be transparent and tell the customer, hey, this is what you'll receive. This is what we do. This is who we
are. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you, and this is a key question.
Okay.
Things are going along, and I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is there somebody I can call at your company?
Absolutely. So you can either call me. I'll give you my direct number and extension. We have our IT operations department. I mean, we're not a company that you're going to call and you're going to be lingered or nobody's going to answer. We're going to send you to a voicemail. That is one of the best features that our company has always offered, is the exceptional customer service of us responding to our customers. I mean, it's one of the things that clients love. They want to speak to a person, not a machine.
That has a lot of value. Yeah, because trying to communicate everything by email.
Well, not everyone's email savvy. We understand that.
Well, not everybody reads or writes the same.
You've
lost 90%. 90% of communication is lost by the time you're down to writing. And the possibility of confusion is huge. That much I have looked into. So, yeah, that's why I ask that. Now,
uh-huh.
Okay, I've got this, you know, a couple months left with this place. I don't feel like they've underperformed for what they've charged.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
They've done some kind of boneheaded things.
Mm-hmm.
One is they couldn't find Silver Service carpet cleaning. I sent them the damn name. I sent them, you know, all of this stuff. But I think they're probably a lot of work-at-home employees. And
okay.
I don't think the information gets shared very well. So that's I could be very, very, very wrong about that. But that's what I think. I don't have a contact person. Well, for $50 a month, yeah, maybe you shouldn't expect one. But, you know, if I have a problem.
Yeah, if you have a problem or anything of that nature, I mean, you can always utilize myself. Like I said, we have many departments. Somebody's going to pick up the phone. I can give you my direct extension to be your contact. I mean, that's how we operate.
So,
given
what I have seen of advertising in the neighborhood and this next door thing.
Okay.
You know, they tell me how many hits I'm getting a day. I don't get any calls from them, but, you know. And I don't have a whole lot to say. I'm a new business, you know. I can't say, you know.
Well, here's and I don't, I mean, we've been pretty straight with each other, Scott, and I'm here, and like I said, I promise that I'm not here to waste your time. If you are definitely wanting to change things up and be occupied and get more work, for carpet cleaning, being on that first page of Google is going to be a game changer for you. Okay.
Well, Nextdoor,
Angie's List, Home Advisor, all these companies have no direct Google association and they're all third party vendors. This is why you're not seeing the results, because you're working with companies that have not proven to be very successful throughout the years. They continue to stay in business. Because whatever they're doing, you know, I mean, they must have a huge turnaround, right? They just, they bring on new businesses on board and they lose, more businesses. And I mean, again, I'm not here to speak on their behalf or what they do. Like I told you, I'm not one to try to mouth anyone, you know, but.
Well, yeah. And you're not. But what I've gotten from Angie.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten leads. I have yet to get a good lead.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
I call
and,
the people up and,
right.
oh, I hit
and,
the wrong box or, you know.
Yeah.
No, it's just a small story.
I mean,
you don't
have to worry about leads with Google, right? Because the people that are going to be calling you, Scott, are people that are going to want your service. So opposed to you being out there chasing the work like you are with Angie's where, you know, you're looking for the work and it's you and six other guys trying to get that job. When the customer calls you, which, you know, the customer will now ring you directly, it's because they want the service that you offer, right? And there's another thing about Angie's that people don't know. Angie utilizes Google to get their own leads, right? So even Angie gets leads from Google and they turn around and sell them over to their consumers at a much higher rate, you know? So, when you're on Google, and here's the bottom line, Scott, if we get you on that first page, I mean, you're going to see the difference. I mean, you're not going to need Nextdoor, 411, Home Advisor, Angie's List. I mean, you would be able to kick all these
for
services.
For the benefit that I've gotten from them, you're right. I have received zero in the way of business.
Yeah, and I mean, again, it's because you have not come across to work directly with a premier Google partner, and then that's just the bottom line, right? So you're not.
No, that makes sense. I'm not an expert of advertising. I don't know how to work the multimedia. You know, the whole Facebook.
Don't worry, man. I will help you with that.
And
I will definitely.
Now we come to the next point. I spent 25 years of my life as a financial controller.
Okay.
By nature, I like to be a nice person. That's what I prefer.
Okay.
As a financial controller, there were times when I had to get really ugly with people. And it took a piece of me. It hurt. There's just no other way I can do it. You know, I mean, when a person owes you $300,000-$400,000 and they don't want to pay it,
I don't
you
got to
get a little
bit
ugly on that.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And, you know, of course they don't want to pay it. They got to, you know. So, yeah, I mean, I've been called some pretty rotten things. And, oh, God, what was one of the tricks I used to use back in the days? The fax. I would send a a fax to the main fax number.
Mm-hmm.
Private, and then I'd put four, and you know, whoever was supposed to get it, for their eyes only. And then I'd put all this terrible financial information behind it, you know. And I would get a call within 30 minutes when I did that. That worked. Everybody would go buy some facts and stays private immediately to read it.
That was quite clever of you, Scott.
Well, it got pretty ugly a few times, but it worked.
That's awesome.
It gets their attention. So now calling this other place and telling them that, look, you know, they've managed to get my domain name mixed up somehow. That's important. I mean, that's not a, oh gosh, I dropped my pen and I need to pick it up. I made a mistake, you know. No, that's kind of a big screw up, in my opinion.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Particularly when I've got it printed on business cards and all sorts of other things, and you can't find it. You know? But I'm going to have to call them up and just say, look, I found a place that I'm going to go to work with. Now, I will be decent. I will pay off, you know, the money I owe, I think two or three more $50 charges. And I told them when I started, I said, that's, you know, we'll try it. We'll see how it works. And if I'm not seeing the results, then, you know, I'm going to stop paying it.
Like I said, Scott, you're gonna enjoy this service here. And I'm not just saying that, you know, to say it. I mean, I kicked it off. I feel like we kicked it off pretty, straightforward. I think that you're going to not only like the service that, you know, you're able to, that you're going to be able to bring on that first page of Google. I think you're going to, you know, be content with what we do and, you know, and what I want to do is, you know, keep the relationship with Silver Service for the long term, right? Because, and how do we do that?
Yeah.
We do that by keeping you busy, brother. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like a couple of people ask me, you know, what have I made plans for, you know, growth?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, my reply has been like, you're asking me, have I made plans for what I'm going to spend my lottery winnings on? You know, come on.
Right.
You know, that is not my biggest concern right at the moment. And I don't even know if I want to go. What would be ideal for me would maybe be to grow enough that I'd hire an assistant. And I'm 73 years old. I'm not going to do this for 100 more years. It would be great if I could sell somebody a business that was up and running.
Well,
I would,
you know,
feel
what?
Very good about
Scott,
that.
If you wouldn't have told me you were 73, I got to tell you, man, I would have never guessed that number.
Well, I try not to act like it. For a lot of reasons. You can't hide arthritis, but as long as if I get out and walk a little bit first, I can pretty well deal with it.
No worries, Scott. Let me get a little bit of information from you here, so I can initiate
at least hear the basic info that I do need. What's your last name, Scott?
Okay, it's Bruns. B-R-U-N-S.
Bruns. Where is that from?
Well, Brunswick, Germany.
Okay, that's
probably.
What I figured. Gotcha. Okay. Do you have an email address, Scott? Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I said, do you have an
Brunswick, in Germany, there is no Brunswick. It's Braunschweiger. Don't ask me how all this makes sense, but that's the crazy world we live in.
I said, do you have an email address?
Yes, I do. It's Silver Service CC at gmail.com.
Got it. Silver Service CC, that'll be Silver Service Charlie at gmail.com. Okay. Now the 616-340-8256 number, is that a good number that we can list on Google where the customers can reach you when they need, you know, carpet cleaning service?
I'm afraid it is, yes. If I would have been planning better, I would have gotten a second phone for the business. And everybody was, no, you know, my kids don't, you know, they're used to having a thing going on all the time. So.
You do have this registered under 4623 Cinema Avenue, Northeast, Grand Rapids, 49525.
Yes, that's my home address. Yeah,
okay, no worries. Yeah, okay, no worries. We're not going
to,
obviously, we will not be listing this either way. Okay. Give me one.
Well, is it, yeah, if it puts me in the Plainfield area, I guess I don't know what people would do. Would they drive over here to talk to me? I don't, you know, it's a.
No, it's just, they would give you a ring. I was just gonna ask you that here. Let me just fill in some notes here. What days and what times would you like it to show on Google that you are operating from, that you're open for business from?
Well, I'm open 9 to 5
for
business.
Okay.
But obviously, if I start a job and I need to work till 8 to finish it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to work till 8. it's just, I prefer that people not call me outside of the hours of 9 to 5, but, I'm not dumb enough to think I'm going to stop that from happening. You know, it's just, you know, it's why I should have gotten a second phone, but, you know, it just,
okay. And are you open Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? What days are you operating?
Well, I take phone calls every day.
Every day.
And
okay.
I will work. I can work every one of those days. Some days I will work all 5 days. Some weeks I will work all 5 days. Some days I might only work one. But that's the scheduling part of it. You know, if you get the call, you go to the house, I do a walkthrough.
Okay.
And then I give them an estimate. And what I want to make sure is that their expectations are compatible with the service I intend to provide. If they want me to move their 300-pound hutch with antique furniture in it by myself, the answer is no, I'm not going to do that.
Obviously. Okay.
And likewise, because of the way beds are made and because of the way the room is usually situated in the bedroom, I'm not going to move a lot of bedroom furniture. No. You know, never say never. Sometimes it's fine, but it's I'll try to clean under a bed as much as I can, but I'm not going to break somebody's frame. You know, you start tugging on those things and get them out of diagonal enough, you can start snapping parts.
another question I have, Scott, how far are you willing to travel for new customers? I mean, how much is the area that you want to be visible from?
I say generally 15 miles.
15 miles? Okay. I'll put you down for 15 to 20 miles. Okay.
Yeah, and it depends. Like, one of the leads I got was Muskegon, one rug, one car, one room.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to drive all the way. It could be North Muskegon, you know. I'm not going to drive up there and give an estimate and then drive up there again to clean it. I'm going to have, you know, 6 hours in driving time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%.
My advice to them is find somebody local. You know, I can't do that job and, you know, satisfy you in any way. You know, there's no way. I'm not going to drive to Southern Ohio either, you know. And it's just, I mean, maybe I've gotten to be a curmudgeon in my, maybe that's the one tip off of being 73. I'm a curmudgeon.
Hey, Scott, do me a favor. I'm sorry to interrupt you there. I'm going to change my headset because I thought it was you, but I kept hearing a beeping noise and I was trying to be discreet thinking it was you. And it's actually my headset that's dying. I'm just going to grab another one and plug it in here.
Right.
So, but what happens is I got to unplug it from the system. So it's going to disconnect the call, but I'll call you in like 10 seconds. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I just don't want the call to die
happens.
Suddenly.
happens to all of us. We've all been there.
Yeah, I'll call you in 10 seconds right now. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.